The Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Lori Loughlin reportedly agreed to tell the IRS that the $500,000 she paid in bribes to secure her daughter's admission to the University of Southern California as part of a nationwide scam were donations.
I thought they were donations. That's what they were.
Loughlin and college admission scammer Rick Singer were secretly recorded during a phone conversation on November 29th. And this guy, per orders by the FBI, revealed to Loughlin that his charity company was being audited by the IRS. He tells her on the call, "I wanted to make sure that you knew as well, if they happen to call you, that nothing has been said about the girls, your donations helping the girls get into USC to do crew, even though they didn't do crew." She responds on the call, "So we just have to say we made a donation to your foundation and that's it. End of story." Not looking good.
Awkward.
Candace Cameron Bure of Fuller House seemed to reference her co-star Lori Loughlin during an acceptance speech at the Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Awards over the weekend.
"Family sticks together no matter what. They stick together through the hard times. They support each other. They encourage one another. They pray for each other. And they stand by their side no matter how tough it gets. And a loving family that sticks together also celebrates the really good times. And this is one of those good times. Thank you guys so much."
We're going to jail, kids.
Kathy Griffin talked about the death threats that she still gets in person years after posing for a photo in May of 2017 holding a mock decapitated head of President Trump.
"Are you still getting death threats to this day?"
"Yes, online and in person. I was in London a month ago and I had a driver and he recognized me from the photo and he said that he was from Morocco and that if we were in Morocco, he would cut my tongue off. So that was a long drive."
"What kind of rating did you give that driver?"
"I called the president of the company and had him fired."
Wow.
Dang. I mean, to be fair, that's kind of like, "Hey, I've cut your tongue off." That's kind of scary.
Kathy Griffin told CBS Sunday Morning that she doesn't regret taking the photo.
"If you could click your heels together and go back and just like have at the end of the photo shoot before the mask came out, could have just been like, let's call it a day."
"Yeah."
"Would you?"
"No, because I've learned so much. I think a lot of people would love it if I said, oh, I wish I'd never taken that picture. I wish I'd never cursed. I wish I had never made this comment or that comment. But the most important thing that I hope people see is that long after I kick the bucket, they see the crazy red-haired lady didn't go down."
I guess, I don't know, if I was her, I mean, I don't think I'd say I'd regret it, but I mean, if it affected my career, like if I did something on the show and it cost me my job, I'd probably regret it if I liked my job.
Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom attended Kanye West's Sunday service yesterday. The recently engaged couple were spotted attending his outdoor concert Sunday in Calabasas, California, which also doubles as a church service. I'm going to say church in quotes.
You wouldn't attend this church?
No, I'm not. I mean, I haven't been there, but I'm just saying, I don't think it's really church.
Oh.
Tyler, the Creator, Courtney Love, and all of the Kardashians were also attending Kanye service. It sounds like a fun congregation. Yeah, to me, it doesn't sound like actual church. It sounds like a bunch of people are getting together, playing music, and hanging out on a Sunday. But
Smoking their dope.
Shaquille O'Neal is now the face, by the way, of Papa John's Pizza after founder John Schnatter was reportedly using a racial slur during a meeting. The former basketball star will not only be the face of the pizza company, but will sit on the company's board of directors, too. He's investing in 9 Papa John's restaurants in the Atlanta area. And this is all after John Schnatter had apologized for making the racial slur and is still the company's largest shareholder. However, his face is no longer going to appear on any promotional material. It has been reported that Shaq will be paid $8 million in cash and company stock for a 3-year endorsement deal.
I mean, Shaq's a pretty big endorsement thing. Like, if you look into him, he does so many brands. I wonder if he'll help out Papa John's at all, because these other ones have been really well for him.
Everyone loves Shaq.
I mean, yeah, now I want pizza, Alex. Thanks.
Coming up, speaking of food... in less than an hour, does Cardi B have herpes? That always gets your stomach rumbling.
Wow, my appetite. My lips are tingling now. Thank you.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
Got
to
kick your week off with a little positive. How about this? Coming up in about 2 songs, Monday Motivation here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.